Well, we're midway through week two of the election campaign, and the Turnbull government is playing the asylum seeker card and playing it hard. The Prime Minister has launched his strongest attack so far on Labor, accusing Labor of lacking any conviction or commitment on border security and crab-walking towards the Greens on this issue. And last night on Sky News, the scare campaign was given full voice by Immigration Minister Peter Dutton.
Well, for many people, they won't be numerate or literate in their own language, let alone English. These people would be taking Australian jobs, there's no question about that. And for many of them that would be unemployed, they would languish in unemployment queues and on Medicare and the rest of it. So there would be a huge cost. And there's no sense in sugarcoating that. That's the scenario.
That's the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton last night. He went on to say that if the Greens' policy to lift the refugee intake to 50,000 was ever implemented, then, quote, hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers would arrive on Australian shores. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
They won't be numerate or literate and they'll take Australian jobs. Is this turning nasty, Michelle? And how do you think this is going to play in the electorate? Could it backfire?
I think it is turning nasty. Whether it will backfire, well, it should, but I don't know that it would. I think that this is a very emotive issue, obviously, and a scare campaign can be whipped up pretty easily, and that's what we're seeing happening at the moment. Of course, we saw Malcolm Turnbull in the north, in Darwin, on a patrol boat. It was all a very familiar scene.
Mm. Malcolm Turnbull went very hard yesterday and talked about the 25 Labor MPs and candidates who are at odds with Labor's unity ticket with the government on border protection. Now, those figures, some of those MPs are leaving at this election. Some of those candidates have done nothing more than express concern in the past about hardline treatment of people stuck in places like Nauru. But how tricky is this getting for Bill Shorten, for Michelle, and what can he do about it?
It's been difficult all campaign, really. We've seen this issue running, and given that the opposition has basically a bipartisan policy with the government on border security, Labor shouldn't be vulnerable, but it is vulnerable. It knows that. It's very hard for it to counter this except to repeat when the opportunity is presents or when it has to engage in the debate, repeat that it is firm on border security. But I think it shows that the government knows the value of this sort of negative campaigning.
What does it do for Malcolm Turnbull? I mean, I noticed that last night's Essential poll had the disapproval rating of the PM at 42% and approval at 40%. So the first time his disapproval has been higher than approval. This kind of, you know, tough talk he was doing yesterday on asylum seekers, does that damage his own brand?
Well, there's no doubt among some people it will damage his brand. I think his brand's been damaged by other factors, however, like people not seeing him as decisive and so on. But among some people, certainly the fact that they expected him to be different on a whole range of issues, this is not the only one, but a range of issues, and somehow he's turned out to be the same as what went before, is quite damaging. But another factor in the emphasis that the government's putting on asylum seekers could be that it feels that it's not doing as well as it should be in this campaign. So there could be one sort of element of desperation in the strength of this attack. And I guess we'll only know that when we see another range of polls as to how the two sides are performing.
Mm. Was there an element of desperation in the announcement by the coalition yesterday to put the backpack attacks on ice for 6 months? This is very contentious, very unpopular in a lot of the rural and regional seats of New South Wales and Queensland that are in contest, I think, at this election. And yesterday, the Assistant Treasurer, Kerry O'Dwyer, said that the new tax would go in abeyance for 6 months while there was a review. Now, it was there 2 weeks ago in the government's budget. What's happened to force the budget to sort of climb down on this in 2 weeks?
What appears to have happened is that there was a lot of pressure just before the budget was presented from the Nationals, who said something has to be done about this. On budget day, indeed, you'll remember that in his the press conference, Scott Morrison did flag that this matter was still under review, even though it was there in the budget. He obviously reluctantly has had to concede. It wasn't Scott Morrison who made the announcement, but his
assistant
more junior minister, Kelly O'Dwyer, who's of course in cabinet, but junior to Scott Morrison. And I think that it's been a victory for the Nationals, but it was interesting that it was Kelly O'Dwyer and not Barnaby Joyce who was present making this announcement.
Yes.
Even though he's going to be leading the review.
Michelle, just very, very briefly, we heard on AM David Feeney, the Labor MP for Batman, a sitting member under a lot of pressure. Turns out he didn't list his house that he bought on the Register of Members' Interests when he bought it. He says it's an oversight. How damaging is a thing like this during an election campaign? Just briefly.
I think it is quite damaging, and especially as he's in a very tough fight with the Greens in his seat, it's something that just gets a lot of headlines, a lot of attention, and even though it might be a purely innocent mistake, it counts against him.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan from The Conversation and Canberra University. It's 16 to 8 on Breakfast.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.